Please hurry, will you, honey? This client doesn't fool around. I want to be on time.
I'm hurrying.
You almost ready?
Almost, sweetheart.
Are you kidding? You're closer to going to sleep than you are to being ready.
Oh, Darren. When a man lets his wife know at the last minute that they're going to a formal dinner party for a new business associate, that man has no right to be annoyed.
Let's not discuss the rights of man. Let's just step on it.
On an hour's notice, I had to contact Mother to babysit. Well, she was late, so I had to feed Tabitha, and I had to press my dress and set my hair.
At least you didn't have to tote that barge and lift that bale. So count your blessings. I'm going to pull the car out.
Don't strain yourself.
So much for the second floor.
Would you like a cozy attic?
Or a sun deck?
A sun deck.
Ah, that's exactly the way I would have designed it. You have superb taste.
May I talk to the architect for a moment? How many times do I have to tell you no, you know what, in front of Tabitha?
You're going to ask me to babysit at the last minute. It's going to be on my terms.
Oh, no, it won't. You know perfectly well that you know what is forbidden around here, and as head of this household, I absolutely will not tolerate it.
Tyrant! Witch! Ouch! Oh, my brush. Where did I put my brush?
Sam, please, we're late.
Been there
long enough. I don't know why I bothered pulling the car out. Why don't we use your broom?
Darren.
Road tonight managed to get here without witchcraft.
I know that, Darren.
Everybody at the dinner tonight managed to dress without witchcraft.
That's true.
And all we poor mortals managed to get through every day of our lives without witchcraft.
I know, but...
No buts. When we got married, you promised a love, honor, and no witchcraft.
I knew you didn't want to be late, and so I just speeded things up a little. I was hurrying for you.
For me? Well, from now on, kindly remember, I don't need you to use your witchcraft. I don't want you to use your witchcraft under any circumstances. I don't want you to...
Oh.
flat tire.
Oh?
Must have picked up a nail.
Guess so.
Good thing I wasn't going fast.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd better go out and fix it.
Fine.
Boy, it sure is raining out there.
Pouring.
I sure would love to know how I'm going to change that tire in this rain. Any suggestions?
Just like everybody else, with a jack.
That's cute, honey. You know, this is what I would call a very unusual emergency. And under the circumstances, I wouldn't object to you using a little,
No. Oh, no. No, you were right, Everybody manages to get through every day of his life without witchcraft.
Well, that's true.
And everybody on this road tonight got here without witchcraft.
That's right.
And everybody who gets a flat tire on this road tonight is going to change it without witchcraft. So far be it from me under any circumstances.
Okay, forget it. I'll do it myself.
No, thanks. I'm fine. Tate, I'm leaving my old advertising agency for only one reason. And do you know what that is?
No, but I'd love to.
Too much talk, not enough action.
Good reason, Dwight. I couldn't think of a better one.
And I understand your man, Stevens, gives you as much action as you get in the business.
Oh, he does. He does.
Then where is he? He's a half hour late and I'm starving.
Mr. and Mrs. Stevens.
Hi, Larry.
Louise.
Darren, what are you doing in a wet tuxedo?
Freezing.
You see, we had this flat tire in the rain. And...
Well, that's the sort of thing that can't be helped.
Oh, it could have been helped, all right.
Wait, Mr. Stevens can't just stand around like that.
No, he can't. He's dripping all over our rug. Come on, Stevens. Let's see if we can't find you some clothes to change into. And there I stood looking like Smokey the Bear.
Oh, that's very amusing, Mr. Sharp.
And then I remember Gwen and I went fishing on Lake Athabasca up in Canada. Beautiful spot. Very romantic.
Dwight, I was never on Lake Athabasca in my life.
Oh? Samantha, what's keeping that husband of yours? I laid out a complete change for him.
Well, he's usually a very fast dresser. Perhaps I should go up and...
Why go up? Here I am.
I'm glad I'm not as tall as you, Stevens. I'd look ridiculous in my clothes.
Sam, maybe we better make it another night.
Nonsense. If you go home now, you'll miss the rest of Dwight's story.
What story?
The one about the trip to Lake Athabasca. That I didn't go on.
Darren, I never noticed before, but you've got a great pair of legs there.
Stevens, where's your sense of humor?
I left it out in the rain.
A laughingstock. An absolute laughingstock. This evening was a fiasco.
Well, calling Mr. Sharp shorty didn't help.
He deserved it.
Well, of course he did. If he'd had the good sense to be a few inches taller, none of this ever would have happened.
That's right. Make jokes.
Well, you do look funny in that little suit. A tall man in a small suit is classically funny. It's been funny for centuries.
And you ought to know.
Are you making allusions to my age?
If the allusion fits, wear it.
You are one step away from making Custer's last stand look like a love-in.
It's all your fault. If you'd fixed that tire in the first place...
Let's not go into that again.
Why not go into it again? It's the root of the whole problem.
To twitch or not to twitch, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous...
That's right. Borrowed from Shakespeare. You probably knew him personally.
There you go again. Hinting about my age. Well, it just so happens that Shakespeare was more of a gentleman than you've been tonight. For that matter, so was Bluebeard.
And just how well did you know Bluebeard?
Not as well as I knew Henry VIII.
Sam? Sam, where are you?
I'm in the closet.
Listen to me. Don't do anything you may regret later on. Sam, where do you think you're going?
Bowling.
That's not funny, and you're not leaving this house.
Tabitha and I are going home to Mother.
Just where does a witch go when she goes home to Mother?
That's for me to know, and you find out.
Sam! Sam, you're my wife, and I demand that you appear before me. Oh, Sam.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Mr. Stevens.
Have there been any calls for me?
No, there haven't.
Are you sure there hasn't been a call from my wife?
I'm sorry, Mr. Stevens, but nobody called. It's only 9:30.
Oh. Right.
Oh, Darren. I'd like to see you for a moment. Please go right out, Betty. Darren, your behavior last night was inexcusable.
Please, Larry, let's not go over that again.
Again? This is the first chance I've had to mention it.
Dwight Sharp had it coming.
Just because a man has it coming doesn't mean you have to give it to him.
Especially when a man has a $500,000 account.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Larry, let's talk about something else. I've got more important things on my mind.
Like what? A $600,000 account?
Oh, please.
Well, fortunately for you, I smooth-talked Sharp out of it for the moment.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot.
What's the matter with you, Darren?
Hmm? Oh, nothing. I'm just fine.
Sam okay?
Well, she's fine.
Something wrong?
What could be wrong? Why, when I left, she was playing hide-and-seek with the baby. And when Sam hides, she doesn't fool around.
Look how well she sleeps up here. It's this lovely, smog-free air.
I suppose so. Maybe I should have fixed that flat tire after all.
I think what you need, my darling, is to meet someone new. Take your mind off Dum-Dum. Mother, I hope you're joking.
Mr. Sharp is here.
Well, send him in. Why would he want to see you?
Good to see you, Dwight. Darren and I were just talking about last night, and Darren feels he owes you a tremendous apology. He doesn't know what got into him. You know, suddenly he found himself...
Shut up. Stevens, if there are any apologies to be made, I should make them. As my wife pointed out repeatedly last night, I behaved like a fool.
Well, I must admit, I was a little bit of a fool myself.
Nonsense, I baited you.
And I could have easily sidestepped you.
Stevens!
Darren, if Dwight wants to be the fool, for heaven's sake, let him.
Okay. You're right. You were wrong.
Good. Now that that's settled, I suggest we take another crack at dinner.
Marvelous. I'd love to.
How about my place again?
Perfect.
Let's say tonight?
Let's. Let's not.
What do you mean, let's not? I thought you accepted my apology.
I did. Can't we just let it go at that?
No. I would like to apologize to Mrs. Stevens, too.
Well, I'll call her and give her your message.
I prefer to apologize in person.
I'm afraid that won't be possible tonight.
Of course it's possible.
Larry, it isn't. I mean, my wife is at her mother's, and...
Darren, only 2 minutes ago you told me Sam was at home with Tabitha.
Did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a person's entitled to change his mind, isn't he?
Now, what's going on here? Are you coming to my place tonight or not?
Oh, we'll be there, Dwight. You can count on that.
Let's say 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock it is.
Okay. See you then.
See you tonight.
Why did you do that, Larry? I told you I can't make it.
Oh, yes, you can. There's a $500,000 account at stake, so believe me, you'll make it. Now get in touch with Sam, and we'll meet you at the Sharps at 8. Sharp!
8 o'clock sharp at the Sharps.
Sam? Sam? The phone, Dan. Try using the phone.
Samantha?
Oh, Darren.
Samantha?
You know, Mother, that fight we had became ridiculous. We got to the point where we said things we didn't even mean.
Sam, wherever you are, I didn't mean it when I said the whole thing was your fault.
I didn't mean it when I said he wasn't a gentleman.
I didn't mean it when I said you knew Bluebeard.
It's all my fault for not fixing that silly tire.
Samantha, it was all my fault for not accepting you as the sweet, beautiful witch you are. I was being willful and stubborn and definitely out of line. I apologize. I love you. You please come home?
Darren. Oh, sweetheart.
It
was so small of me not to fix that tire.
Shh, it's loud. You wake up Tabitha, I just put her to sleep. Okay, you first. Okay, me first.
Yeah.
This whole thing was my fault. It was my fault. And if you're willing, let's forget the whole thing. Pretend that it never happened.
It's forgotten.
And then we'll go to a nice, quiet little French restaurant, sip some champagne, and celebrate.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Mm.
I'll get it, sweetheart.
Darren? Just drop by to make sure that you...
Oh, hi, Sam.
Hi, Larry.
Be seeing you later, Sam.
Huh?
I'll be up in a minute, sweetheart.
Larry, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to make sure that you weren't going to blow that dinner party at the Sharps tonight.
I have no intention of having dinner with Mr. Sharp. Sam and I have plans.
I know you do. With Louise and me for dinner at the Sharps. I know Sam's home, so you have no excuse. Tonight is business. Big business.
Larry, I tell you, Samantha's not in the mood for business.
Well, get her in the mood.
It's not that simple.
There's trouble in paradise. Mother. Oh, Samantha, when are you going to wake up? Don't you know what you are to Dobbin?
Darren.
A convenience, a business asset.
Or, as the mortals say, a meal ticket.
Mother, you have Darren all wrong. As a matter of fact, we're going to a little French restaurant tonight to celebrate my homecoming. And you are babysitting.
If you are right, I'm babysitting. But if you're wrong, you, Tabitha, and I are cloud-sitting. Deal?
Deal.
Good. Listen to this.
You're a bright boy, Darren. You'll think of a way. We'll see you and Samantha at the Sharps tonight.
Larry.
Darren, two last words. Be there.
You see, Mother is always right.
Don't be too sure.
I'll see you on Cloud 8.
Funny, why aren't you getting ready?
Ready? For what?
For dinner. Have you forgotten?
Not entirely. What was it again? Exactly.
Well, there was you and me.
And?
A bottle of champagne in a cozy French restaurant.
Just the two of us?
Just the two of us.
Oh, Dan. Oh, I love you. Oh, just the two of us?
Just the two of us.
That's right. The same group. Us, the Sharps, and the Stevens.
Oh, are we going to play insult the guests again?
Louise, never mind the sarcasm. Just hurry up.
Sweetheart, I have something to tell you. You see, I made this dumb bet with Mother.
Honey, I don't want to talk about your mother.
Well, honey, what did Larry want? He doesn't come over unless there's a good reason. And what did he mean when he said, be seeing you later, Sam?
Honey, I don't want to talk about Larry either. This is our evening.
Well, sweetheart, I wouldn't want to stand in the way of important business.
There is nothing more important than you. Now, fix me a drink.
Yeah.
Larry, hurry and get to the phone, or you'll end up at the Sharps alone.
Boy, if there's one thing I can do is make a dry. I think I'll call Darren.
Larry, can you fix this clasp for me? It's broken.
Oceans are churning, deserts are barren. Larry, won't you please call Darren?
If you'll just hold your wrist still. I think I'll call Darren.
No, you don't. Now, just stop nagging those two, and don't worry, they'll be there tonight. I think I'll wear something else.
Maybe I'm being a little too poetic.
Larry, pick up that phone!
Hello? Oh, hi, Larry. What a pleasant surprise. Uh-huh. Well, sure, we'll be there.
Beware.
Right. 8 o'clock. Sharp at the Sharps. Oh, yes, Larry, that's very funny. Yeah, bye.
Larry called you about tonight? Went right by me, huh?
Well, now, sweetheart, I'm very glad he called. No, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to straighten out this whole mess with the Sharps.
Well, honey, it's not up to you to straighten it out. It was all my fault.
No, it
if
wasn't.
If I hadn't been
Darren,
such a hothead
about
it.
If I fixed that tire...
If I hadn't rushed you...
Cheers. Going to be a tremendous success. I can just feel it.
Certainly starting out right. At least we're not going to be late.
It's beautiful out. There's even a moon.
And good tires. I had them checked on the way home from work.
Oh, you think of everything, don't you?
Almost everything. We're out of gas.
Oh, Darren.
My last gas station was at least 5 miles back.
Not necessarily. Sweetheart, look.
It's funny. I never noticed that before.
Well, neither did I. Isn't it amazing how quickly they build things nowadays?
Yeah.